What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Portland Trailblazers have dropped their second in a row. After a six-game win streak and winning 10 of 11 games, they are now losers of two straight, 146 to 117. One of the things that the Blazers had been doing extremely well in that win streak and that great span of games was they were playing phenomenal team defense.
Jokic broke that.
146 points.
Okay.
Oh.
This was not...
Dude, he scored like a billion points in a row.
Yeah.
Without missing.
They were 11 of 11 to start the game, and that included one of those trebuchet, stupid, pull-it-behind-his-head threes from above the break where you're like, oh, God, that's got to be so deflating. And that wasn't even the most deflating shot he hit on the night. But this wasn't a game where I thought the Blazers rolled over and showed their bellies like the beginning of the season against Memphis, like one of those things. This was a team that just broke them fundamentally with what they wanted to do. Jokic was incredible, not just with his shot making, but every decision the Blazers tried to make to take him away, he solved. I mean, this is prime Jokic. This is fully actualized. All right, we got 30 games left. Let's go, Jokic.
Yeah, he went, I'm not going to mess with you guys any longer. I'm going to put you away, and we're going to do this in short order.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God.
They almost had an NBA record. They were almost one of the three best shooting teams in NBA history last night, had they not emptied the bench with 4 minutes to go.
Well, here's the thing. That third quarter, because I wanted to bring up this third quarter, because the way that they unceremoniously dismantled the Portland Trailblazers in the third quarter was incredible. The Blazers scored 37 points in the third quarter. Like, that was not a problem in the third. I don't know if I have seen this. The Denver Nuggets went 1 of 7, 14% from 3 in that quarter.
Mm-hmm. And scored 42.
And shot 64% from the field. They shot 64% from the field in the quarter and went 1 of 7 from 3.
Every time they tried to double Jokic, every time they tried to show him a different coverage, they exploited it. It was filthy. Like, that's when you talk about, like, Jokic being the best player on the planet.
Crazy.
Like, he solved them every single thing that they wanted to do. And
they went 15 of 18 on every shot, not a three-pointer in that quarter.
I mean, Jokic finished, what was it? I think he was 15 of 22. He was 2 of 7 from 3. So he was 13 of 15 from 2. Meanwhile, okay, he was 13 of 15 from 2, and Christian Brown was 12 of 14 from 2.
Yeah. In that,
that's insanity. Dusty, with 4 minutes to go,
yeah,
they were shooting 82% from two.
Yeah, that was, it was one of those games where it was like that throughout the entirety of the game, but the third quarter really just kind of punctuated how lopsided that thing was.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that, you know, they went, you know, 2 of 4 in the first quarter from 3, 4 of 10 in the second quarter, but going 1 of 7 and still shooting 64% from the field, that means that they got whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, it just was highlighted, underscored, whatever you want.
And the Blazers shot 54-50 in that period. They were 54 from the field, 50% from 3, 5 of 10 from 3, 13 of 24 from the field. Like, it's the kind of quarter that you'd be like, yeah, we're back in this. But, I mean, what they did was absolutely incredible, the Nuggets. And, like I said, had they not pulled and gone white flag, the final 422, I think is what it was, they quite literally would have been, I think it's happened 3 times in NBA history where a team shot over 70% from the floor. That's where they were at.
It was nuts. It was a tough watch.
I can't remember watching a game where a team hit more insane shots.
And the thing about it, and that's the big one there too, is that, you know, DeAndre Ayton goes down in that game with, I think, what, around the 9-minute mark of the third quarter, he went down. That does not look good.
No, nothing confirmed yet.
Lower leg.
It's his left calf. I was told he was getting imaging this morning. There's not a, careful how I couch this, there's not a fear of a devastating injury, but.
So Achilles.
Yeah, or like a torn calf.
Sure.
I mean, when I say torn, even if it's a strain, it's technically a tear. It's just, I'm thinking like a rupture. Yep. That's not the belief right now, but it does sound like this. It's a real injury, and it's the kind of thing where.
7-footers' calves take a long time to heal.
Yeah, probably 27 games worth.
Natural tank.
This is the basketball gods have said, you know what?
We shall reward you with Cooper Flagg.
You have pleased us.
Well, I mean, we don't want to root for injuries.
No.
Yeah, but, you know, the basketball gods are saying, all right, enough is enough.
An ethical tank can be yours.
Man, to that point, though, DeAndre Ayton in his absence is not the reason why all of a sudden the Nuggets came rip roaring back.
No.
Because they were shooting, you know, 70 some percent from the field when he got hurt.
Yeah.
Or right around 70%.
Yeah. And the thing was, like, watching that game, I didn't think that the Blazers were god awful defensively. As crazy as that sounds, but like, just watching the game, it just felt like they just got carved. Like, yeah. it like a team that was just locked in. Like,
I mean, some would say that is bad defense.
But so often we're just saying it's bad defense and we don't credit the opponent like, for being so good.
You're not, it wasn't like there were woeful lapses in assignment.
No.
Which is something we have seen when the Blazers have been god awful on defense before. It was just, you weren't as good.
No. And to a level of just like, holy crap. I mean, that corner three from Jokic. My God, power dribble, Sambor shuffle, one right leg full, just pull it behind your head, throw it up to 20 feet in the air, and it hits the bottom of the net, and you're just like, all right, dog.
That guy's pretty good.
All right. Like
47-8. 47-8 for Nikola Jokic.
That's 40 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists.
Yeah. Pretty damn good.
They had 8 turnovers in the night.
In 31 minutes.
On 15 of 22. 40 points on 22 shots. You can't get more efficient than that.
Yeah. No, you can't. Well, I mean, you could.
Just make bench. Them all.
Yeah, make all of them.
I mean, a 40-point game with 22 shots or less, I bet you that hasn't been done a ton in NBA history.
Full disclosure here. I turned that game off before it ended. Mm. It was not worth finishing out for me. Scoot
rolled his ankle, kind of a hop step into the paint. It again, careful caveating this. It doesn't sound like it's serious.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of a run of the mill ankle roll.
I mean, I turned it off after the fourth quarter had started, and he was playing basketball.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, my one like eyebrow raise is, and you always kind of judge it by the player, how they react, right? He went down and he didn't do the normal like wince, kind of bend down, tighten the laces. He stayed down on the floor and grabbed his ankle with two hands. And that's always like, he hobbled off the floor under his own power. But I bet you.
Is that great, Bob?
And here's the other thing. It's such a minor thing, but it's so stupid. They're also at altitude right now. It's just going to make everything worse.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where you're just like, of course, you know.
You want a bright spot? Delano Banton at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter.
Look, D.B. Hooper got on the court and he would not be out Canadianed by Jamal Murray. Got Jamal Murray tossed out of the game. That was fun. Little S talk back and forth between some Canadians.
Oh boy.
It was pretty clear what Delano was telling Jamal too.
Yeah.
I liked it. Canadians, man, they don't like each other.
I don't believe I've heard the D.B. Hooper nickname. I like that.
Oh, you really? Haven't? Yeah. No, D.B. Hooper is
Basket Ghoul.
A phenomenal nickname.
Yeah.
And somebody made him a custom jersey.
Yeah,
like, with D.B. Hooper
police
sketch
on
the jersey, but it's Delano Banton. It's got the braids and everything. It looks good.
No, nice. He threw it on, and the Blazers social has it when DeAndre Ayton saw it for the first time. He's like, "Yo, is that the new jersey? What is this?" And DA's like, "Yo, that's one of none. That's one of none, dog."
Yeah,
I was like, "Yes, DA, that's one of none." I love DA.
This is a one of none.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
they've got one more tomorrow, Manana, before look, just lick your wounds and get into the break as healthy as you can. But
sure.
Going in, like, I mean, DA's out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Donald Klingon had a nice little game. Had 21, new career high.
Okay. And yeah, that was something that was nice to see.
Well,
he was kind of forced into it, mm-hmm. but he also played 21 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and he looked tired. But
that's the kind of end of it right there.
He also was wildly 8 of 8 is nothing to shake a stick at, especially when he made a 3-pointer. Take that, Ben Simmons.
I know. He's making more threes than Ben. The three is nice and all. I'm much more interested and concerned with his finishing around the rim because that's the thing that he has to be able to do consistently.
Eight of eight.
Yeah. And well, the big part of it was it. He had a post move, Dusty. He drop-stepped and finished around Aaron Gordon.
All right.
And I was like, was it beautiful? No. But it was mildly under control, and he kept the ball high, and he finished through contact. And I was like, hey, there we go. These are the things we like to see.
Six of six around the rim.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, no, we'd love to see it.
It's good. All right. Well, Blazers lost. $1 billion, 11 million, billion, trillion, zillion to 117.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the offense wasn't the problem for the Blazers. They still scored .117.
You know what's weird? If you look back, if you ever look in the Blazers, like, all-time points allowed, a majority of them are to the Denver Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, back in the 80s, the Nuggets used to just run and gun, and the Blazers were like, you guys want to go to a track meet? Let's go! Like, 140 is nothing new to this series.
A lot of 140, 150 games.
It's like weird. It's
from, like, 85 to 91.
Yeah. When, I mean, I think basketball had the same criticisms of too much scoring, not a great product. And then they said, all right, well, let's start muscling people up here. And then we went away from it, and here we are again now having a lot of the same complaints. Cyclical.
Not just that, those era of teams, you know, that's the Kiki Vandeweghe going to Denver and after Portland situation, and that's the run-and-gun Blazers. And I'll always remember I had Terry Porter on Outsiders in the Denver series in the playoffs, and we were talking about playing in Denver. And the thing he said was, I don't care how long you've been in the city for. I don't care how much time you've spent there. Unless you live there, that first quarter of basketball is a miserable experience.
Yeah.
You are just trying to get through the first 15 minutes and then figure it out the rest of the way.
February 13th, 1981 in Denver, the Blazers allowed the most points in franchise history. 162 to 143, they lost to the Denver Nuggets.
300 points.
They've also played games of 149 to 123. 147 to 140. We all remember that game. That would be our overtime game in the conference semifinals. Mm-hmm. 146 to 117. That would be last night's game. 146 to 113. The Blazers have lost to the Denver Nuggets. 143 to 132. Goodness gracious.
Points, man. Points.
142, 114, 142, 128, 142, 138.
A lot of 140s in there.
Yeah. I mean, they show up, them and the Warriors show up more than anybody else on this.
The Warriors list. One's a little interesting. Is it the Run TMC teams or is it the Steph teams?
Well, you can go back to 2 years ago when they lost 157 to 101.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was bad.
And then 88, 89, 151.
So the TMC teams. Okay.
Yeah. They've given up a lot of points to them. That, I mean, 73, 74, they gave up 143.
Denver has the best home court advantage in the NBA. It's not close.
It's why
a team, like, for as much as Adam Silver wants to talk about putting a team in Mexico City, it will never happen. It will never, ever happen because of altitude alone, let alone security and everything else that you have to deal with. God. Because that basketball, now the football, soccer stadium is, I want to say, just short of 10,000 feet. The basketball stadium's almost 9,000 feet.
Mm. All right.
Like, that's just, I mean, you're damn near doubling the altitude from mile high. Like, that's just, it's insane.
Jeez.
Yeah, no thank you.